From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. For the second day in a row, a strong earthquake has rattled Japan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7 quake occurred near Kumamoto City around 1:25 a.m. local time Saturday. Yuichiro Yoshikado has family in the town of Mashiki. He said it was as if all control was lost. I thought I was going to die and I couldn't bear it any longer, so I grabbed onto the sides of the bathtub. But the water in the tub was about 70% filled and was waving. All the water splashed out of the tub. The Japanese Meteorological Agency issued a tsunami warning for the western coast of Kyushu after Friday's quake, but canceled it a short time later. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter visited a U.S. warship sailing in the South China Sea Friday to emphasize the Obama administration's commitment to security in that area. Speaking to reporters on board the USS John C. Stennis aircraft carrier, Carter said that the United States intends to continue to play a role in keeping peace and stability in this region.
What's new is not an American carrier in this region. What's new is the context of tension which exists, which we want to reduce.
China has claimed almost the entire South China Sea and has aggressively carried out island building and patrols in waters that are claimed by other countries. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.